I think where people are familiar with the idea that you can take oichel from soles, of course it has to be out there and without a kli that helps in the borer process, that is, it has to be out there, and you can't take soles from oichel except in specific circumstances, like a peel of a fruit. Okay, let's say you have a food that two kinds of foods are mixed together. Let's say you have a salad and there's walnuts in it, or maybe tomatoes, and you don't like tomatoes or what?
Cabbage or walnuts.
Whatever. And the guy next to you like this, right? So you want to take out the tomatoes, let's say, that you don't like, and give it to the person sitting next to you who does like tomatoes. So to you, it's so less, and you're being misaken, which is essentially that you're being misaken the food in front of you because you want to get rid of the tomatoes. But the guy sitting next to you, it's ochel mitoch psoles. He wants the tomatoes. So there's a few scenarios. So in the basic din, if everything, all things equal, meaning you're giving it to him and he's going to eat it right away. So to him, that's mutter. Poskim agree that that's mutter. I mean, agree that Shabbos Kachosar from Zalman said that that's mutter. It becomes problematic. Let's say you take out the tomatoes and you put it in the center of the table, and you say, "Kol dechvin yesev yechol," who likes tomatoes, and you know, and you're hoping you'll find someone that likes tomatoes. So that's not good. Even if someone pops up and says, "Yeah, I like tomatoes," because there it's very clear and very clear that you're. Main purpose, only purpose, the basic purpose is to get rid of the tomatoes from your plate. Let's say Ramesha has a case where you have vegetables in your soup. Your wife insists on putting it there, but you don't like the vegetables, but you're willing to eat the vegetables after you finish the soup. You just don't want it in the soup at the time you're eating the soup. It gets in the way. So you take it out of the soup, and your plan is to eat it after you eat the soup. You want to eat it b'zacharzeh, you don't want to eat it b'vasachas. So Moshe says that's also, right now it's an act of taking the psoilus, it's psoilus in other words, because you want to eat it later, after the soup. So that makes it be considered psoilus. Other achrenim, Rabbi Yashiv, Zatzal, and others, a mekel, because it's the same meal, so it's not called psoilus v'oichel, it's called just you're arranging the oichel in a certain way. So that's mutter, but the Ramesh says it's also. L'chaya would impact the case of the tomatoes too. If you give your guy sitting next to you tomatoes, but he wants to eat it for dessert. So it could be totally in the same machlaik, because according to Ramesh, that might very well be osur. Then, if you're getting rid of the tomatoes in your salad, then you're giving it to the guy sitting next to you, and he's going to eat it, it's clear, but he's going to eat it afterwards for dessert. So it seems to me according to Moshe would be Osir, and according to the other would be Mutter. Okay, that's that. Okay, now we're going to